Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Mannarino. Friday, March 21st, 2025. Pre-market report, a lot of stuff going on as usual. And we got to cover what's actually going on here. Before I even get there, let me just say this. I want to thank all of you for your cards, for your letters, for your gifts that you send me. Bob, I got that t-shirt. It's fantastic. Mitch, that NASA coin is incredible. All of you are incredible. And again, I just want to thank you guys and girls for that stuff. Now, look, let's talk, because we are seeing a scenario unfold that you and I knew would come from many years ago. The situation is very clear, and it should be, to those of you that follow this blog, crystal clear. The fact of the matter is we are in a multi-crisis environment. The biggest crisis that we're facing right now is not so obvious to most people, but to you, if you follow this blog, you're very aware of this. And let me just cover what's happening. The number one biggest crisis that we are facing right now is a liquidity crisis, a global liquidity crisis. This is going to sound really out there for those of you that are new here, but the fact of the matter is there's not enough cash or debt, cash units of debt, central bank issued notes, cash units of debt. Even though the world appears debt saturated, there's not enough of it to keep the system functioning. So this brings us back to a premise that we've spoken about forever. This mechanism of events, fabricated, false flags, whatever they got to do to keep fueling the system with more debt. People, we haven't even begun to see what's happening with regard to that. Every mechanism that you could dream about, think about, or have a nightmare over, does that sound familiar to you? Because I've been telling you this for many, many, many years, will be instituted to pull cash into the system. Every lie, every deception, every distraction that you could possibly imagine, again, and things you can't even think about, are going to be utilized to pull more debt into the system. People, every minute of every day, we are on the threshold of the system locking. Again, we are going to face this moment, a locking up of the system, meaning the flow of debt, the flow of credit through the system is going to just dry up. We're going to end up in a Mad Max scenario. This is what was going on. The real issue for the financial crisis wasn't the fact that the stock market was crashing. That's what they want you to think. But it was the fact that the credit markets were locking up. Henceforth, why again? Ben Bernanke was rushed right before our loving, caring representatives, and he told them, if we don't start pumping billions into the economy over that weekend, he said by Monday we wouldn't have an economy. So the fact of the matter is, look, the number one crisis we're facing right now is a liquidity crisis. Liquidity is drying up, and that is a major problem. So expect to see more war. War right now is being utilized, and it always is, as the number one tool to pull cash into the system. You know what I'm about to say, that there is not a single endeavor on this earth that generates a need for more borrowed dollars than war. Could you only imagine the hundreds of the billions of dollars that have already been spent on this war right now against the Houthis in Yemen, which is expanding rapidly? Annihilation, the annihilation policy. That's what President Trump said, annihilation. Again, look, man, you guys can dream and fantasize all you want. This has nothing to do with stopping terrorism. This has nothing to do with making safe shipping lanes. This is all about pulling cash into the system because we are illiquid. Now, we heard from Marco Rubio last night. This is in your inbox if you subscribe to my newsletter here. And I wrote lines, the odds of a wider direct U.S. conflict in the Middle East are rising. Let me just read this to you real quick. U.S. Treasury Secretary of State Marco Rubio just stated that President Trump will use force on Iran if needed. Now, with that, I say the odds of a wider Middle East conflict are high. Now, I broke down for you, this is actually the first page of two, what you can expect. And I believe, again, as I said, the mechanism is very simple. They must propagate war. or any other endeavor they can dream about to pull more cash into the system. They're going to tell you it's about terrorism, or it's about this, or about fighting some kind of a disease process. Whatever they got to do to throw at you, they're not done. Just understand what we're talking about. So we're with regard to the crisis situation they're in, liquidity number one, we're in a currency crisis as well. You all know this. The central banks of the world, they are in here deliberately destroying the purchasing power of their currency via the mechanism of artificially suppressed rates. And as you and I said would happen, President Trump is out there again freaking out, talking about we need low rates, even though the Fed said at the last FOMC meeting on Wednesday, the Fed said they're going to be cutting rates two times this year, moving forward to 27. So the game is being played as we said it would. Nothing is real in politics, in politics, people. It's some kind of a psyop that's going on. So liquidity crisis, currency crisis, debt crisis. Do you see a connection here? Of course you do, because they're all intertwined. And again, the mechanism here, which has been selected, is war, more pain, more suffering, more debt. There's no money. There's no cash to be made in peace and love and happiness. It's all about death, destruction, and division. Do you see what I'm talking about? Are you finally starting to wake up? I really hope so. Anyway, look, so on the back of this, I'm going to say this. Look, man, if there was ever a time that you need to increase your exposure to gold and silver, it's right freaking now. And speaking of that, if you're interested in seeing this, I did a breakdown of gold, or the GLD, the ETF that tracks gold here. I did a breakdown of this with a potential trade for all of you. My line is out here by request, and there is a link in the description of this video which will take you right to my website if you're interested in seeing this. Just scroll down. I did a whole bunch of breakdowns for you. Crude oil, Tesla, the S&P 500, and now I did this one for you. Look, man, I'm working my hardest to keep you guys and girls on the right side of the situation. Right now, stock futures are lower across the board. What we're seeing here in the market is not done. And as I've been telling you, as of now, this is not a crash. This is not the end all, because the debt market is being artificially manipulated. Let me show you what I'm talking about. So stock futures lower across the board. You got the 10-year yield lower. A lot of debt buying here. A lot of debt buying. Meanwhile, there's a lot of debt dumping. Hold that thought. We understand how this works. When debt is being dumped, there must be a buyer. The buyer here of last resort has become the Federal Reserve. That's their goal, to be the lender and buyer of last resort. It's the goal of every single central bank, who are collectively the enemies of mankind. All right. So anyway, 10-year yield dropping. A little knee-jerk, and I mean little, into the dollar. We're still below the critical 104 level. What does this tell you? People, despite everything that we're seeing, expanding war, the prospect that we are moving into a global war, a kinetic global war, already in an economic war, we haven't even begun to see the impact or the brunt of that in your pocketbook, but we're going to. And especially with the calls for lower rates here, again, think about what I'm saying. If we understand that we're going to be paying more for everything here, moving forward here, wouldn't you want to see a return of the purchasing power to your currency, or do you want to see more of it stolen? The mechanism of artificially suppressed rates is a currency purchasing power wrecking machine. You know that. It's also a wrecking machine for the economy. So when you hear, in this case, a president demanding and screaming and carrying on about we need lower rates, you understand that this is not in your best interest. It is in the best interest of the Federal Reserve. So is war. Who funds all this stuff? Where does the cash come from? The billions, the hundreds of billions of dollars that we have just evaporated in fighting a fake war on terror, because it's all about pulling cash into the system. This war on terror, it's not real. Again, it's a manipulation. You're being lied to. Once you wake up to the fact that this is really about a liquidity crisis, a currency crisis, and a debt crisis, once you realize that, you're going to understand that we are going to see more war. As I told you, right up to the run-up of the presidential selection. The peace president, Greg, you don't understand it. All wars are going to end. Why don't you like President Trump? I don't like anybody. You think I like cackling Kamala or Biden freak mummy man creature that he was? You think I like them? No, I don't like any of it. It's all a game and we're being played. Once you wake up to that fact, maybe you'll start to see things in their true light. Anyway, let's move forward here. Commodities under pressure this morning. Crypto is under pressure. Everything is under pressure this morning, except there's some debt buying going on. Now, I want to start off with a good piece of news, something that President Trump has actually done right now, which is good. President Trump signs an executive order to increase mineral production in the United States. Many of you probably don't know that we import a lot of vital minerals. Henceforth, why President Trump wants to make this deal with Ukraine, and we also understand it's bigger than that. But this is a good thing in my view. We do need to increase production of minerals here in the United States. Okay, we got that down. Now, I want to show you this. If you recall, on Wednesday during the Federal Reserve, their monetary policy announcement, they said that the effect of, well, first of all, inflation was going to be transitory or temporary. Transitory is the new word. They also told us that the effect of tariffs was going to be transitory, but it looks like they're switching up their game a little bit. Fed is now slashing their economic growth again, less than 2%. We're not growing anywhere, just so you know. But listen to what this is the Federal Reserve now. Uncertainty around economic outlook has increased, so they're changing their tune. Fears around an economic slowdown and inflation reacceleration. It's incredible. What happened to temporary or transitory? Have increased significantly as President Trump's aggressive tariffs on key trading partners are expected to raise the prices of goods. Really? I thought you just said, Powell, the pimp of the Federal Reserve, that this was just going to be transitory and we didn't need to know about it. We didn't need to worry about it. So he goes on to say that we could expect the price of goods and services to continue to rise. Really, pimp of the Federal Reserve? Is this really the truth? Come on, man. We all know this anyway. We're going to be devastated with what's coming at us here. There's nothing right now, absolutely zero, being put up as a roadblock for the inflationary tsunami coming at us. And as a matter of fact, it's going to get worse because we're hearing what? First of all, vast debt expansion on the back of this war. It's blowing up here. And the amount of cash that's going to be needed to keep this going and going, because this is open-ended. President Trump said he will not stop until the annihilation is complete. His words, okay? And then again, Iran is the real target here. Don't listen to Greg Mannarino. Listen to our little Marco Rubio here. You remember he was like an insignificant little ant that had no bearing on reality. He was useless, according to Donald Trump last time. But Donald Trump now made him the U.S. Secretary of State. Make it up. Okay. Listen to this guy here because he's telling you. Now, I want to reveal something to you that you're going to find absolutely shocking. We're hearing a lot of talk out of our U.S. Treasury Secretary, the beautiful man, Scott Bessent here, who's telling us, do not worry about a recession because the economic data is healthy. The man is a liar of the highest order. The man is a peddler of U.S. debt. This is why he has to tell you this. Now, speaking about U.S. debt, foreigners are dumping U.S. treasuries at a furious pace. I'm going to give you one guess who's buying it all, and you better get it right. Now, Trump continues to criticize the Federal Reserve, calling for lower rates. People, you're being played. You're being played here. President Trump thinks, or is actually telling you straight out, that you're going to lose purchasing power of your currency as things continue to cost you more. How does that work? Do you believe that Greg Mannarino is correct, that we need to return purchasing power to the currency? Or is President Trump correct by devaluing the currency? Let me tell you what's really behind this. When the currency is devalued, it gives the central bank, in this case, the Federal Reserve, a reason to create more of it. Because think about what I'm saying. When it takes more devalued dollars to buy anything, the obvious money pool must be increased. And this allows the Federal Reserve to be stronger. Does this make sense to you? In other words, if we had more purchasing power to the currency, it would take less dollars to buy anything. You understand? When you have a president here working with the Federal Reserve, clearly, obviously, people, this is not a partisan issue. I am not a Democrat. I am not a Republican. Okay, I just want you to understand that. I have no affiliation with any party at all. Okay, so I have no dog in this fight. But I'm telling you here, this is not a partisan issue. When you have currency purchasing power being stolen from you, okay, grand theft on an unimaginable scale, and this creation of more easy money, the Cantillon effect certainly does enrich the 1 and 2%. As you know this already, okay, look it up for yourself. But again, think about what I'm saying. When a president here is calling for lower rates along with Elizabeth Warren, the beautiful woman, and you have Scott Bessent and lower rates here, let's let the Fed off the hook. Let's worry about getting the 10-year yield down here. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, but this is the truth. When a central bank hears from a president or a congressperson or a U.S. Treasury secretary say, you know what, we need lower rates, we need lower rates, they love this stuff because it allows them to create more currency. Currencies are units of debt. You see what I'm talking about here? So if you are still unable to see that the mechanism of expanding war, the mechanism here of currency devaluation is the greatest gift to this to a central bank, in this case the Federal Reserve, because their goal is to continue to inflate. Do you see what I'm talking about here? We are being wiped out. This is an extinction level event, people. I really hope you're starting to wake up and push back. Hold your leaders to account. If you think that I am correct, and you know I am, that we need to return purchasing power to the currency, that means we need higher rates here, well, then write to President Trump here, because I've written to the guy about 20 times. I haven't heard anything. I have been blocked from posting on X or Twitter. A lot of people are getting blocked here. There's no free speech platform there, by the way. Look this up for yourself. Just look up what's happening to people like myself who are not being allowed to post on X or Twitter anymore. Okay, for those of you that believe this is a free speech platform, no, it's not a free speech. It's their narrative now. If you don't pursue their narrative, well, then what? You get the X. You understand? You get X'd. Kind of like, if you remember the Manson family, they wore the X on their foreheads. Yeah, Charles Manson and his family. Make it up. Make any of this stuff up. Symbols. Symbols are everywhere. Anyway, guys and girls, I hope you got something out of this video. I hope you understand why we're seeing what we're seeing right now. We have a multi-crisis environment. Liquidity crisis number one. Currency crisis and debt crisis, they all work, they're all tied together here. This is why the mechanism of war is being utilized right now. And every other mechanism you could dream about is going to be weaponized against you. Again, this is not a war on terror. This is not a war to keep shipping lanes safe. This is a war to allow the Fed to inflate and make them stronger. Because without this, we're going to be in a Mad Max scenario, which we're going to anyway. All this is doing is exacerbating the problem. And they're going to utilize war or some other crisis, more than likely war, to point to as to why we're seeing inflation, as to why we're seeing economy crater through the floor. They need a scapegoat. You knew this would happen from I don't know how many years ago, because we've spoken about it repeatedly. All right, guys and girls, I'm going to let you go here. Please share the video. Get it out there. You're allowed to disagree with me, and I would love to hear where you believe I'm getting this wrong. If you believe I'm getting it right, I'd love to hear that too. So please, share this video. Get it out there. If I've earned you a thumbs up, I'd appreciate that as well. And if you want to see my breakdown of gold, GLD, and my trade, please click on the link, or if you feel like it, in the description of this video. And just scroll down. If you don't see it, just refresh the page. All right? I have a whole bunch of really good stuff there for you, people. I got your back. Always. I've made you that promise from, I don't know, 1,000 years ago. I will never stop doing everything in my power to keep you guys in the know and in a situation where you understand what's happening and why. You get it? I got you. We got each other. This is a family we've built, and I'm darn proud of it. See you later. 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream.